Everyone's asleep.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. We're broadcasting live on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. You can join us in the chat room there if you want to. The call-in lines are open today. I've tried to get a guest organised but won't respond. 218-339-8525. 218-339-8525. And I've been struggling to look for articles to read out in lieu of having a guest, you know, to cover the news. And you know what's interesting? I try to look for articles that interest me. And when it comes to the news, and it comes out every single day, most of it just ain't interesting at all. Let me explain what I mean. I want to at least read some headlines to you from the New Zealand Herald. Things that make news are things that are completely irrelevant, don't matter, and just happen all the time anyway, which kind of seem a bit spectacular, but really they mean nothing. Okay, but for instance, spectacular storm front. Yeah, there's a storm coming in. Happens all the time. Doesn't matter. Officials quash Waipu sludge rumours. Okay, it's like there's some sludgy smell kind of stuff around a town in New Zealand and officials deny it. Doesn't matter. Canterbury firefighters brace for more hot, dry weather. Like fires and stuff. Doesn't matter. Okay. Car smashes into a McDonald's. Some guy has a car accident. It doesn't matter. Soccer. Some guy hopeful for some sort of hopeful of Nelson availability. Trying to get into a soccer thing. Doesn't matter. Top five Oscar shocks. Doesn't matter. Baseball. Doesn't matter. Cricket. Doesn't matter. Pair arrested for brutal attack. Doesn't matter. Some guy worried about his son found out that he was seriously injured and in a coma. Doesn't matter. None of the news that they report matters. It is of no consequence. People are freaking out right now on talk radio and the alternative movement about gun control because you're about to be exterminated. And these are the articles that the mainstream media choose to put up. Things that just don't matter. A single murder. Doesn't matter. Man in court after fatal stabbing. Doesn't matter. Thug won't be heading to jail. Doesn't matter. Teen's bed blaze escape. Doesn't matter. Bombings in Pakistan kill 115. Does it change anything? Has it been happening the whole time? then it doesn't matter. Drug man beats cops to 500k cash. A drug lord beats the cops and gets 500k. Mate, what about the drug lords that are getting trillions of bucks or whatever? You know, shipping the drugs in and out of Afghanistan. This article doesn't matter. The Hobbit can't match the Lord of the Rings at the Oscars. Doesn't matter. Time limit set for full licenses. Right. They're just changing the we've got these restricted licenses here in New Zealand. It goes from like about 18 months or something if you take a defensive driving course, about 2 years if you don't, before you can get your full license. They're just changing that for 5 years. Doesn't matter. Nothing that these people report on has any consequence, any validity. It doesn't matter. No wonder people are turning off these people in droves. No wonder. I'm sick of it, man. Absolutely, absolutely sick of it. Okay? People everywhere are dying out there from vaccine cover-ups, dying out there from depleted uranium contamination of Iraq. These things matter. The world's oceans are contaminated all up to whoop-de-fracking do by Fukushima, by the blue plague coming out of the Gulf of Mexico. These things matter. And they're never touched by these scum. I don't know if anybody has ever met mainstream media reporters. I haven't. They all dress really nicely. And they all really clean cut. And that's all that they are in appearance. There is nothing of consequence anywhere near their profession. Okay? It bleeds, it leads. And we have a caller in here, also a reminder to other callers, 218-339-8525. I know some people have difficulty getting these down because you say it so freaking quickly. So it's 218-339-8525. All right, please call in today. Caller, you're on the air in a 480 area code.
Hi, Vinny.
Caller, you're on the air. Oh, I can hear you now. Good.
Hi, I'm a truck driver, and you wouldn't believe, I want to talk to you about a couple different things. One of them was I didn't get a chance to talk to you the other night.
Sorry, man. I'm sorry. You're breaking up big time, man. Really, really big time.
I'm going to try back.
All right. Try hanging up and ringing back in. I'll unmute you right away. See, technical issues are a real pain in the ass. But on to my rant about the media. This is why the alternative media really has even been capable of existing, because they leave out the important stuff. They leave out the controversial stuff. They leave out the things that are of national or international significance. Instead, they focus on things that are of isolated significance. So, for example, the car crashing into a McDonald's, it only affects the driver and maybe that McDonald's franchise owner. It doesn't affect everybody, so nobody needs to know about it, in my opinion. This is inconsequential. You know, I mean, look. Do I need to be informed with a news report every time somebody dies in a fracking car crash? Is that some information that I just can't live without? Is that something that affects my life? No, it doesn't. Caller, you're back.
I'm back. I'm sorry about that. I hope you can hear me now.
Much better, much better. What's on your mind, man?
Man, I tell you what, I just discovered your show on TuneIn not very many days ago, and I can't believe I've driven so many thousands of miles without it now. But I want to talk about something you were talking about the other night and something else that was, I consider poignant. You were talking about your sister and your relationship with her and how nothing she does matters. Because you know the truth about things, and I have that relationship with my wife. My wife would much rather come home after work and watch something on MTV or something like that, and it's a constant source of friction. And I just finally realized that there's no way that I can change her or anybody else. And I do believe that there's some kind of a strong delusion on the minds of most people in the world today, that they can't wake up. I'm a truck driver, and I spend time at the truck stop sometimes, and I'll hear people standing around drinking a coffee saying, I don't know what I'll do if the Broncos don't win this game. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't know what I'm going to do if the government tries to step on the Second Amendment.
See, there's two radically different mentalities there. One is actually really worried about something that actually really has no effect on anything. And you're really, really worried about something that will affect everybody, including the ones who are worried about stuff that doesn't matter, right? But we're the crazy ones. We're the stupid ones. We're the ones who are quote-unquote disillusioned. And I was talking with my mate Alan Ebedesa Green this morning. Archives are up on the VinnieEastwoodShow.com right now. And he was accused by somebody that he hadn't seen in years, you know, on Facebook. You know how those Facebook friends kind of turn up, right? And he said, oh, man, I think you're just really disillusioned. And Alan was like, do you know what the meaning of the word disillusioned is? It's to no longer be living under an illusion? Is that a bad thing? And conversely, does that mean that you admit that you are living under the illusion and you like it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I also think, Vinny, that the time for protest, people say, well, we need to go to our state capitol and protest the anti-gunners. We need to protest. I think the protest is no longer effective. About the only thing that a protester will get anymore is their skull cracked by the police. And they really don't care. The people in charge don't care about protest anymore. I think the thing that people need to do now is stop participating, starting with paying the taxes. We're almost up to tax time right now, and I think people need to stop paying the taxes. Just stop participating. Stop voting. Send a message that way. What do you think about non-participation?
Well, it depends. I mean, when it comes to resistance, my answer is always the same. Do anything you can, anything within your power. If you are a gun owner and they're trying to take your guns, my advice is buy more. Hide them. Make sure that these people can't find you or find your weapons. If they're up in your taxes, stop paying them. And if they're trying to force medicate you or something like that, sue the doctor. It matters not how they come at you. And this is what I talk about when I talk about the tactic of the cactus. Cactus covers itself in spines from every direction. So it matters not which direction a creature attacks you from. You give them a little prick to remind them, no. I am a very, very nasty little cactus, and it doesn't matter which way you come at me. You will be reminded what pain feels like. Just find out how to cause them pain. You know what a psychopath or a control freak or anything like that really, really gets offended by, really, really hates? People not taking them seriously. People not listening to them. People disobeying them. It drives them nuts. And you know what? How do you expose a fascist? You get them to act like it. That way everybody sees them for exactly what they are. I think everybody best really be cognizant of that, because we at the point now where we don't have much of a choice in the matter. We must resist, or we will not survive. Maybe our liberties might for a fraction of time, but not forever. I'm doing our next caller now, and reminder to everybody, 218-339-8525 is the call in number. Tim in Wisconsin, what's up, buddy?
Hi. First, before my main point, everything you're just telling everybody to do, I can't help liking and agreeing with. And what I was going to tell about is last Tuesday morning, I was at having coffee at a new little restaurant that just opened up not too long ago, and they had a kind of small screen TV on, and they were showing up. There's one point there showing a preview of a movie called The Americans. And the thing where I caught the propaganda is in the title, The Americans, I noticed they had the Russian symbol with the sickle and the
hammer.
Can't think of and hammer. And I couldn't, come into my mind right away. That's propaganda right there, selling people on communism.
Well, you know, you have a look at the Communist Manifesto, private central bank, one of the central planks. Anybody who questions the government is must be crazy. Anybody who doubts communism must be crazy. So these poor people have to be sent away to re-education camps because they just clearly don't get it, you know? And you just think about, is the United States an open-air nuthouse now? I mean, Tim, when you're walking around in the street, knowing what you know, in this this vein of information, do you just kind of look at everybody like you're the only sane person who's been consigned to this Arkham Asylum type thing, just surrounded by totally crazy people, and you're the one who isn't nuts?
I'm not sure how much I remember looking at people that way, but I'm sure enough times I felt like that.
What is the point? You know, I mean, when you look at other people and you get angry at them, and I found myself doing this the other day, bro. I was driving down the street and looking at everybody, you know, and what do you do when you see somebody walking to you the other way? You compare yourself to them, you know. Are they uglier than me? Are they poorer than me? Are they dumber than me? Are they a slave? You know, whatever. You just wind up negatively, you usually just trying to run everybody else down in order to make yourself feel better. And I caught myself doing that to everybody that I saw, you know, just driving in my car. And I was like, well, hold on a second, this is a really bad idea. This is a really bad idea. Let's try and think about something positive. Who do I like? Who do I who makes me feel good in my life? And I was just thinking about my girlfriend, Sarah. And it's just like, that makes me feel a lot better. Maybe I should just stop being such a douchebag to everybody else. I wonder, you know, if other people could really take that realization and take it to heart as well, is that you can look negatively at other people and the only thing you're going to do is fill yourself full of negativity. But if you think about all the people that are really positive in your life and things like that, you're going to be a lot happier. You know, the people you hang out with and the things you associate and do really do rub off and have a massive effect on you. It's really unavoidable, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, so you got to hang out with really cool people, I think. And Tim, thank you very much for your call. I count you as one of those cool people, bro. We'll be right back after the break, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to call in and contribute to the conversation as well, the number is 218-339-8525. That's 218-339-8525. We'll be right back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, for the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, the lighter side of genocide, because in a world so full of chaos and madness, if you lose your sense of humour, you go friggin' nuts. As far as I know, I'm the only New Zealander with an American talk radio show. Go figure. Call up on the line from a 612 area code. You are on the air. Welcome to the program.
And welcome to you.
What's on your mind today? Major Rush. Man, that's awesome. Yeah. That sounds like somebody who's really caffeinated.
Well, it's somebody that you stood on the traffic island with protesting chemtrails a few weeks ago.
My man Roy.
So, I wanted to say a couple of quick things, and I'll be succinct for your listeners. I think that we all need to recognize that we are aggressively using the Tetra towers and cell phone towers on our psyche, and we are being programmed away from our natural inclinations and our dedication to truth and morals, etc. And they're actively doing it, particularly while we sleep. And I think that's a point we need to recognize. We're being manipulated invisibly.
Mm-mm. It's like a Sandra Bullock movie, you know? Where did all this tyranny come from? That. Oh, well, it was while you were sleeping. If you notice
like
that, people love their enslavement.
My last comment is, all these things don't matter, and I accept that, and I think that is a rational step from the illusion to awareness. But I think we can't let go of the fact that what does matter is the elevation and development of our consciousness as individuals and even collectively. Our potential is vastly undertapped, and that could be a very serious focus for everyone on an individual basis, that we could raise our consciousness, returning to truthfulness and compassion and the virtues that make us more saintly, which is exactly what the people in power don't want us to be.
It requires time and energy. And it reminds me of a conversation I have with my girlfriend, Roy. I asked her, you know, baby, why don't you listen to my radio show or watch YouTube videos about conspiracies or read articles, that kind of thing. And she goes, well, after I get home from work, I'm just too tired. And I was just like, wow. Isn't that most people's problem is that in order to survive, you've got to bust your ass. But the problem is, because you're busting your ass in order to survive, you're cutting yourself off at the knees and you can't develop as a person. You simply don't have the time or energy. It's like being trapped. It's really sad. I had that thought process. It's like, quit your job. You know, if your job is preventing you from doing the things that you really want to do with your life, quit them, start doing what you think is right. The money will come. You know, eventually you'll have to struggle. There'll be hard times, sure. But what's the point of putting off doing what you love and prioritizing doing what you hate? You know, and you don't have to just cut off right then and there what you want to do. You can transition. You know, maybe you make a point to yourself, okay, for half an hour a day, after my slave job, I'm going to do something to expand my consciousness. I'm going to talk about an important issue, or at least listen or watch something that is important. Or maybe instead of when I get home sitting in front of the television for 6 straight hours, filling my head full of propaganda, really lowbrow, vacuous, intelligence-lacking television programming. It's called programming for a reason. I'll instead sit at my computer and have a look at these YouTube channels that I've subscribed to and maybe watch a few of their videos when I get home. You know, it's just, you have to start doing something. You can't expect other people to do it for you. It's about personal responsibility. The whole reason why we have problems in the first place in this entirety of society is because people haven't taken responsibility to solve those problems. Politicians don't take responsibility to solve the problems, do they? No, of course not. They create more problems than they solve. And there's a good reason for that, because if they solve problems, they'd be out of the job. Crisis management is basically the only thing that these people really want to do. And unless people are in crisis, they usually don't change what they're doing. And I think probably the same was true of myself. And Roy, I'm sorry, I think the... are you still there? Because I think the board might have muted you for some reason. It happens sometimes. If you want to keep talking, just quickly hang up and ring back in. Sometimes I have these technical difficulties, especially when people calling in from New Zealand. But you have to... Really, as I mentioned the word before, disillusionment, you really have to be disillusioned with everything that you're doing before you even have the motivation to change everything that you're doing. Really, and unless the prime focus of your life is serving humanity and or bettering yourself, in my opinion, you're wasting your life. You know, there's too much to learn. There's too much knowledge out there for people to be satisfied with ignorance, in my opinion. I mean, how many different specialities, how many websites, how many topics really are there that perhaps you've never heard of? Some people have never heard of quantum physics. Some people have never heard of the Bilderberg Group. Some people may never have heard of the Communist Manifesto, you know, for all we know. There's innumerable things out there to learn. And I believe the more information you have, the more capable you become, the more information you're capable of consuming and ergo understanding, really.
And nobody gets from point A to point Z all of a sudden. There's progress. I mean, nobody's ever started working for McDonald's as a clerk and found themselves the CEO the next day. It just doesn't happen. There's a vetting process here. No radio show host starts off being the best radio show host in the world. They can start off with heaps of talent and the capacity to perhaps reach that, but they really do have to work at it. There has to be a long track record before people will trust you in any way, shape, or form. Same is true of every structure. Person with no track record, no experience, doesn't get the position. It's just that simple. I was talking to my friend Jono last night, in fact, and we were talking about university. And I said, and we were watching this ad on TV, and it's like, you seen those paper airplanes sort of thing? Well, there's this ad on television at the moment for Massey University or Auckland University. I forget. They're all the same ball of sludge as far as I'm concerned. But they were like folding up all these little degrees, you know, like Bachelor of Business, Bachelor of Science, Bachelor of the Arts, whatever. And they were jet planes and tanker trucks and ships and buildings and things like that. They were being built out of all of these folded degrees, as if the degree will actually help you build something like a career. Huge lie. Okay, you know the only thing you're going to be building if you get one of those things, $9,000 New Zealand dollars worth of debt, and that's with the government subsidies. Assuming you're not also loaning your student loan at $150 a week, so at the end with a piece of paper that you can't build nothing out of, you got like $50,000, $100,000 worth of debt that you have to pay off for the vast majority of your life. And I was saying to my mate, Jono, he just moved into his house that you bought, right? And he's 31. And I said to him, bro, how many people who have been to university who are capable of like affording and moving into their own house at 31? Very few. Very few. You know, if any. It's so hard because you've got this massive quantity of debt strapped onto you. And nothing that they teach you, nothing that I've learned at university or anything, I have ever used in my life. Not once. In order to earn an income. In no way, shape, or form have they ever taught me a single useful, practical, relevant, or truthful skill. They just don't do it. It's against university policy, practically, to teach anything anybody of value, to teach people anything of value. If they can lie to you, tell you a whole bunch of stuff that sounds real complex, and you believe it and think that it matters, they've done their job correctly. Right? I mean, I'm a university dropout, and there was one reason why I quit university. There was I can lock it down to one incident, and ironically, it was the first time I ever tried hard. At any form of schoolwork, my entire life, I've just breezed through, gotten decent grades and things like that. Just soak everything up like a sponge and spit it out onto the paper the way they want me to. Just minimalistic or that kind of thing. And then they gave me this essay topic, which was television studies, and I had the choice of a number of different topics. One of which was quote-unquote, anti-television discourse, i.e. talking bad about TV, saying that TV is bad. Yeah, that's right up my alley. So each of these essay topics had a list of reading material, you know, books and books and books that you could read. And me, anybody who knows me knows I don't read. You know, I really, really don't. I talk to people, I watch things, I listen to things, but reading's just really not my forte at the end of the day. And I read, I think, 6 books, right, in 2 weeks. Really, really read them. Taking notes, doing referencing, bibliographies, you know, 21.3 line 6, paragraph 8, or whatever the frack, you know? Really getting all this information down. And you know what was interesting? My perspective on television was that it was brainwashing everybody, making them really stupid, giving them short attention spans, and distracting them with stuff that didn't matter. And what was interesting about the source material is that it all came congruent with my thoughts. They were saying the exact same thing. And this had been written like 50 years ago. And I just made the stuff off the top of my head and found out that people had already thought it, already done it, already written it down a thing, and it was already part of the debate. So I put all this together in the eloquent way that I do. Oh, man, this is the best essay of my life. I even showed it to my friend Rowan's dad, Mike Johnson, who's an author here in New Zealand, English professor at the University of Auckland at the time. He said it was a brilliant essay. And I gave it to my tutor, to Mark. Comes back with a D minus. I was shocked. Absolutely shocked. It was that moment that I realized higher education in and of itself is a complete scam. If you do anything that matters, if you think anything that's important, university is not the place for you. Really, at the end of the day, they don't want thinkers in educational institutions. They don't teach you to think. They teach you what's called critical thinking, the translation of which is meaning they teach you to be critical of people who can think. And that's what I felt, is that because I could think, I got really critical grades and got the frack out of there. Never going back. Never. I'm going to do the Helen Clark method. And by this, I'm not talking about be a globalist and try to ban light bulbs and ban vitamins and work for the United Nations or anything. The Helen Clark method, let me explain. She got invited back by the Auckland University to receive two honorary degrees, two doctorates in law because of her, you know, general globalist BS and being the former Prime Minister of New Zealand, gets two degrees that normally take like 7 years or whatever to get. Doctorates, even. And she'd been to Auckland University. She'd studied there and done her years in political science and all of that kind of stuff. And she said on the podium, if you ever want to get a degree, get an honorary one. It's much, much easier. And that's what I'm going to do, you know. Hopefully one day I'll get an honorary doctorate in exposing scumbaggery or something of that nature. Yeah, that would be great. I reckon anyway. Maybe not. I don't think maybe Dr. Vinnie Eastwood. I don't know. I don't think that really rings a bell, you know. Not quite as well as a bell as say, Dr. Evil, you know. I think I went through years at Evil medical school in order to be called Mr. Evil. No. I have this real fear, of course, that I'll become so confident in my own abilities and my own intelligence that I'll start to think that other people's abilities and other people's intelligence is beneath me, and that I won't be able to learn, and that I won't have to learn anything more. I won't have to listen anymore. Imagine becoming the monster that you started off fighting against. You ever noticed that the most ignorant people are the first to call you stupid when you say something that they don't understand because they're so dumb? Freaking stupid. Just like fascists call you a Nazi when they're trying to take away your rights and call you a gun and take away all your guns and stuff like that. As soon as somebody comes out defending gun rights and talking about how scumbags are going to exterminate us as soon as they get their hands on our weapons and everything like that, you're the fascist, you're the Nazi, because you oppose fascists and Nazis. That's how they do it. We'll be right back after the break. 218-339-8525 at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com.
People, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming. women or you'll sink like a stone. Oh, the times they are a-changing.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The number is 218-339-8525. That's 218-339-8525. And there's two things, like getting over things and waking up, right? Now, who am I to tell somebody to get over something? Who am I to tell somebody to wake up? Who are any of us, really? Okay? We all live our lives, and it depends what we accomplish. If we're sitting at home, smoking weed, taking care of our family, or whatever, don't engage in anything that really saves humanity, really. You know, don't try to get into the media, don't try to make documentary films, don't try to invent a new water-fueled car, or something that's actually of consequence that you can, you know, physically grasp and give out and what have you. It's really, really hard, essentially, to classify somebody as woken up or not woken up, or they need to get over this or they need to get over that. And the problem I have with establishments just in general is that they take away people's free choice, and I'm not going to get over it until it's gone, really. Okay? Like, let's say, for example, you've been raped and you don't want to get over it, the trauma of that, until said rapist is behind bars. Know what I'm saying? It's about balance, restoring balance. If you cannot restore it, then people go, well, you've just got to deal with it. You've just got to get over it. And I don't know. There's something to be said for that kind of mentality, because it just means that you're a lazy piece of trash, really. You can't be bothered dealing with any of your problems, so you just ignore them. And you call that being mature and getting over it. When the reality is, if you're still doing the same thing today that you were doing a year ago, you haven't gotten over anything. You know, I'm not even doing the same thing today that I did yesterday. I get over things really, really, really quickly. The difficulty is I don't let things slide. Right? I'm really upset most of my life, because, you know, I've always been the butt of a joke, always been teased. I mean, when I was in Form 1 at St. Peter's College, I think there was about 31 kids in the class. There were two of them, including me, who didn't give me hard-out abuse all day, every day, for being fat. All right? Until you are the one who is receiving everybody's crap, you don't know what it's like, really. And you develop strength from that, okay? I figured that I've had the perfect upbringing to do what I'm doing now. Perfect upbringing. Ridiculed, betrayed, lied to, had my life and my sense of cool, calm, collectedness destroyed more times than I can remember. So who better to be a conspiracy theorist talking about stuff that scares the bejesus out of everybody that nobody wants to talk about? You know, I'm making something of it. And, you know, I still do things that perhaps are ironic in my position. Like, for example, I don't exclusively drink non-fluoridated water. I mean, we buy water and things like that, and I drink the water raw. But when I'm having my coffee, I'm not boiling the water that we buy in order to make the coffee. I'm just using the tap water. And the problem is it's got fluoride in it and goodness knows how many other fracking chemicals. And when you boil it down and you steam it off, it actually concentrates the chemicals and stuff like that going down into it. Right? What do I cook my food in? I cook my food in fluoridated water, and that's all boiling up and everything like that, and highly concentrating that. I ate Carl's Jr. the other week. You know, shoot me! I'm such an evil I'm such an evil scumbag. I filled my car up at a globalist owned a gas station, you know, shoot me. Just shoot me. You know, I'm such a bad, evil person. You know, there really ain't no choice anymore. Ultimately, how the hell do you disband? You know, some people think because they don't watch TV and instead play video games and listen to heavy metal that they're better than me in some way. We're all fracking slaves. We're all fracking flawed. And if you want to judge me, why don't you take a look at yourself? You know, how are you better? How are you any better? Are you a saint? Are you a god? Who are you to criticize me? Who am I to criticize anybody else, really? You know, I find myself doing it. And in fact, I do it all the time. I do it all the time. And I tell people that what they do doesn't matter, and as if I'm some kind of evolved being, as if I'm doing something more important with my life than most people are. I mean, just being in the public eye and doing radio shows and videos and stuff like that, this stuff doesn't really matter, okay? No, nothing really matters unless things really change. That's my conclusion. I was talking with my producer's wife the other night, and she takes care of disabled people for a living. And she said, I feel like I'm really making a difference. And I said, well, are you really, really making a difference? What happens if you stop taking care of them? Are they somehow going to take care of themselves, or are they still going to need somebody else to come in and take care of them anyway? They're still going to need to have somebody else. So nothing's actually changed. So you haven't actually made a difference. You're doing something. Just doing something doesn't mean you're making a difference, you know? And it's not to belittle anybody's efforts. It's just we need to realize that the vast majority of our lives, we do things of no consequence. Everybody does. We all engage in hypocrisy, okay? Hypocrisy is like, let's just say this. Time and history make hypocrites of us all. We've all said things before that we haven't exactly adhered to. Do as I say, not as I do. You know, I remember my mum's friends, Gary. I think we were outside a video store on Waikiki Island once, and he was sipping a bottle of scotch as he got into his car, and he tells us, "Don't drink and drive, kids." My uncle, drunk as heck, scabbing cigarettes off me, telling me that I'm a loser because I smoke marijuana, and I'll never accomplish anything. Don't you love it how drunk people criticize stoners? You know, usually while they're really, really drunk, showing that clearly they don't have a handle on their own substance abuse. Take a look at yourself. We are really, really afraid to analyze what a bunch of frack-ups we all are, you know? Half the time I'm thinking about how annoyed I am with stuff that's outside of my control, and the other half of the time I'm really pissed off with myself because I'm such a fracking loser that I can't even bear it, okay? I might be doing things that some people might think are great or whatever, you know? Talking about important things, having contact with some of the greatest thinkers of our time. Sure, great. I'm still not accomplishing enough. I still haven't evolved. I'm still not where I want to be. And I don't want to stop growing. I don't want to sit and be stagnant. I don't want to do the same thing all day, every day, and never change, never grow. And so many of us fall into that because it's like a comfort zone. As soon as you get comfortable, you best change things up really, really quickly before you get comfortable with being comfortable. Before comfort becomes your main pursuit in life. Before relaxing becomes your main occupation. Mm-mm. Working hard out and suffering should be everybody's main occupation, and relaxation and peace should be the minority of the time, I believe. You know, that's why we work nearly 50 weeks out of the year and only take a couple of weeks off to recharge. It's all you really need. You don't need huge quantities of time to recharge the batteries. You only need a little. the vast majority of their time, we should be kicking ourselves in the ass, saying, do more, stop fracking around, stop being so pleased with yourself, stop being so happy, stop looking at all your achievements and things like that, and think about, how can I make the world a better place? Am I making the world a better place right now at this particular moment? I'm delivering kind of a philosophy in my personal thoughts. I don't know how many people are listening and resonating with this. I don't know if anybody's even listening at all. Even if they can hear me, I don't even know if people are listening. Do you know what I mean? Doesn't matter how great your realizations are or philosophy or how fulfilling you think your career is. Does it really make a difference? Meaning, after you're gone, after you stop doing what you're doing, are things improved after you're gone anyway? Do things have to keep getting better without you having to keep bettering them? That's really what this is all about. That's why I like to have all these shows and everything recorded. Hopefully, maybe, just one person who's listening to this broadcast today will go, you know what, Vinny's right. I'm really too comfortable. I need to change things up. I need to quit smoking or I need to start my own radio show. I need to fix that fracking car that's been sitting up on blocks for goodness knows how long. I need to clean up my filthy fracking apartment. I need to quit my job working for scumbags. I need to stop eating shoddy, crappy food. I need to stop listening to radio show hosts that scare the living bejesus out of me and put me into a freaking fetal position so I can't even be bothered doing anything with my life and just sitting on my ass and watching TV or listening to the radio or anything like that and consuming other people's content and not creating my own. You listen to the Vinny Eastwood Show. We'll be right back after the break.